Welcome back to Sonic Byways. I am Jamie Lynn. This is our weekend excursion down musical back roads and a little deeper into the heart of singer-songwriter country. We have a big treat tonight. Usually it's just you and I talking and exchanging thoughts across the airways, but I have some live bodies in the studio tonight. This is where I keep the live bodies. My dear friend Autumn and my dear friend Kristen, one old, one new, one borrowed, one blue, as they say. They both have excellent musical taste. That's the only really prerequisite for hosting this show with me. And I guess you have to know me too. But we're going to kick it off tonight. Well, actually, we're going to feature four artists tonight. It's going to be a little hodgepodge, kind of a jukebox type thing. And we're going to kick it off with one of mine and Autumn's favorite artists. So Autumn, why don't you tell us a little bit about...
Oh, Paolo Nutini holds my heart. For a couple of reasons. First, he is of Scottish descent, which one would not really think about with that kind of a name. But he also has a little magical quality that got him discovered. He won a pop question on a radio show, which I seem to have quite a knack for. So the reason that he got discovered was because of this pop question. And I love him for that, apart from his boyish charm, because he is so boyish, and his incredible voice. So, Paolo, here we come.
And this is probably his most famous song. We love it. We're going to hear a lot tonight from These Streets. Here's New Shoes from Paolo Nutini on Sonic Byways.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean, topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought, these shoes just don't suit me. Some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Woke up late one Thursday and I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes. And I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. Then I made my way to the kitchen, but I had to stop from the shock of what I found. The room full of all of my friends all dancing round and round. And I thought, hello new shoes, bye-bye blues. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. No, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, cause I'm wearing my brand new. Bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. No, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so wearing my brand new shoes. Oh, hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, cause I'm wearing my brand new shoes.
You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head. Then I set fire to our bed. You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head. Then I set fire to our bed. Oh, my black eye casts no shadow. Your red eye sees no blame. Your slaps don't stick, your kicks don't hit. So we remain the same. Lust sticks, sweat drips. Break the lock if it don't fit. Kicking the teeth is good for some. A kiss with a fist is better.
That was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Florence and the Machine and Paolo Nutini at the top. One quick thing about Paolo Autumn. He's Italian too, isn't he? I thought it was Argentinian and Scottish, but he's Italian and Scottish with those large lips.
Does that mean that he's a great lover also?
With a name like Paolo, of course he's a great lover.
Paolo Nutini.
It's a prerequisite.
You know, I don't have a backstory to that question, but we'll work on that. We have like 40 more minutes of Paolo. We'll see what happens.
Autumn, maybe we have been known to get backstage on occasion. Maybe Paolo's next.
Look out, Paolo. This is your warning. I think he might be just 20. Maybe we'll wait till he's 21.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes, he's very young. He's discovered quite a young age, his meteoric rise to stardom. So right there, we heard Florence and the Machine. And I love that song, Kiss with a Fist, off of her there, I should say. There's a couple of machines walking around that band. Lungs was released. So, Kristen, tell me how you discovered. You mentioned Florence and the Machine to me, actually, right. Just today.
Yeah.
I got really excited about them.
I know. I was driving around in Orange County visiting my family, and it came on the radio. And like I said, it was love at first sight. I heard her voice, and it was Dog Days Are Over. And it was just like, this is my jam. She's wonderful. So I looked her up immediately on YouTube, of course, like, you know, any modern woman would. And she's just, watch her music videos, and especially Dog Days Are Over, and you just get lost in how eclectic and funky she is, and her red flaming hair. And I had no idea she was British, actually, until tonight. So
yes, she's English, isn't she?
I had no idea.
Paolo's kind of, he's ruining the purebred theme because we got a little Italian going on, but everyone else is British tonight. Okay, so up next, this was mine. So what I did is I gathered my awesome friends with their awesome taste, and asked them to pick out some artists tonight that we'd talk about. But I threw in James Blunt because I thought we needed one more. And I've always kind of liked James Blunt, and I've tried to figure out a way to play him. I think he gets a bad rap. I think he's sort of chalked off as kind of soft, but I think he's got a little bit of an edge. So I'm gonna try and like work him into the mix tonight. See what happens. So this one might have an explicit parental advisory lyric. I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's a pretty benign word. You might not even notice, but I'm like, I want to hear what James Blunt has to say. Probably shouldn't have called him out on that. But anyway, this is Back to Bedlam, his most famous release. This is Wise Man.
Said to me, go steady on me, Won't you tell me what the wise men said when they came down from heaven? Small 9 till 7, all the shit that they could find. But they couldn't escape from you, couldn't be free of you. And now they know there's no way out. And they're really sorry now for what they've done. There were 3 wise men just trying to have some fun. Look who's alone now, it's not me, it's not me. To know they got caught up in your talent show with you pernickety little bastards in your fancy dress who just judge each other and try to impress. But they couldn't escape from you, couldn't be free of you. And now they know there's no way out. And they're really sorry now for what they've done. There were 3 wise men just trying to have some fun. Look who's alone now, it's not me, it's not me.
Scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we're
That was Adele on Sonic Byways. That was a very cool sound. She got her big break on Saturday Night Live, apparently, in 2008. And then the Grammy Awards, she won the Best New Artist and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. And I believe she has played in Kristen's yoga class.
That's so true.
Is that true?
It is true. I just love that song. You know, you can just get lost in your flow and it just feels like energy flowing through you.
It is.
A great sound.
I love that trend or this recent trend of playing cool music in yoga classes. I haven't taken one of yours yet. I have to get up early enough, but I'll bet it's very, very groovy. You have some good taste. She sounds kind of like Amy Winehouse, we decided.
Yeah, she does. She has a little bit of that, like, you know, earthy, like that voice, you know, you just hear it. But yeah, she's got a sexy sound, I think.
So Autumn, so Paolo, yes, he won that pop quiz and he got his big break. But you and I saw him at Austin City Limits. Did I talk about that? I can't remember. Was that like in my head?
Not yet. He must be intuitive because you were thinking it before it came out.
I was. And we were blown away. But we almost missed him. He almost did not become a musician. He was supposed to follow in the family footsteps, the fish business. Yes. So he might have been selling his
fish and
chips.
The ever so popular fish and chop.
he would have been plucked away with that look of his. I'm sorry. That would not have lasted long.
St. Andrews must have saved him, though.
A teacher encouraged him. He went to St. Andrews Academy. And wait, what did you unearth on your phone that was Prince Andrew went there as well? Is it, or Prince William?
Prince William and Kate. So if it's good enough for them, then it must be good enough for Paolo.
For Paolo Nutini. Paolo. Let's hear another one right now from Paolo Nutini. I love this song. And you can really tell how young he is. I think his girlfriend in this song, something about her being 18 and she's adult, but she shouldn't make decisions to run away from him yet. So this is Jenny, Don't Be Hasty, These Streets.
Paolo Nutini.
On Sonic Byways.
Take you where you live. from one that you can't see if I'm only 18.
Who wants to be right as the rain is better when something is wrong? You get excitement in your bones and everything you do's a game. When night comes and you're on your own, you can say I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right as the rain? It's harder when you're on top. 'Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no home in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off, we won't be making up. I've cried my heart out and now I've had enough. Oh, love. Who wants to be riding the high when you just crumble back on down? You give up everything you are and even then you don't get a far. They make believe that everything is exactly what it seems, but at least when you're when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off, we won't be making up. I've cried my heart out and now I've had enough.
Oh,
go ahead and steal my heart to make me cry again, 'cause it will never hurt as much as it did then when we were both right and no one had blame. But now I give up on this endless game. 'Cause who wants to be right 'cause the rain is better when something is wrong? I get the excitement in my bones even though everything's a strain. When night comes and I'm on my own, you should know I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right 'cause the rain is harder when you're on top? 'Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile, we won't be making up. I've cried my heart out and now I've had enough. Oh, no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile, we won't be making up. I've cried my heart out.
Okay, so I've totally heard the song and I thought I didn't. And our dear friend Dana was telling me about Adele and she repeated like two or three times, you haven't heard her? You haven't heard her? I'm like, no, I don't know that song, but I do. She was right.
Adele's come on the scene like a bulldozer. Like you almost can't. I know. There's no going around it. You know,
maybe I heard her in City Market. I don't know, but I've heard her.
Yeah. That City Market.
I've heard her. Okay, but you and I were brushing up on our Adele knowledge for Sonic Byways here. Mm-hmm. So I was a little disturbed by her, her musical roots. Okay, so would you like to read for us?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, she began singing. Start there.
Okay, she began singing at age 4, which is not very scary, but it gets worse from here, so just brace yourself. But she has cited that the Spice Girls were a major influence, which, you know, at first you're just like, what? Ooh, no. But, you know, I mean, the Spice Girls, they had
first, at last.
Right. I mean, but the Spice Girls, they had their place in music history. And understanding that she was born in 1988, and that means she's still pretty young.
Totally.
So at that age, you know, of course, that is the musical sensation when you're a kid and you're thinking, that's what I want to be. So I think you know, it's kind of cute, actually.
I mean, the Beatles weren't available, so she just had the Spice Girls.
Right.
She's British. I mean, that's
British.
What happened.
Some big major band that, like, took over the world. So, you know, but she redeems herself because, you know, she does. Yeah, Jamie and I both agree.
Go,
because,
Adele.
Yeah, later on she actually says that the real defining moment in her life was when she watched Pink perform. And Pink is just an inspiring artist. I think she's just awesome. So
she is. And yes, you clued me in. I'm a big Pink fan. She's going to make it on Sonic Byways. So don't you despair. I'm building up to her. I think she's great. But you told me she has a really amazing rendition of Bobby McGee.
Absolutely.
That I'm excited to hear.
Yes. I mean, and really, like I was going to say, when we were talking about it, Janis Joplin, like, how can you top that? But I'll dare to say that she rivals, if not better, version of Bobby McGee than the original.
Yeah, she's got an incredible voice. Yes, but it does take gumption to be like, I'm going to sing Bobby McGee and the world is going to listen.
Right.
But
I mean, acoustic and all. So, you know, YouTube it. It's amazing.
So James Blunt, I think I was a little melodramatic. I'm not quite sure if he has. Did I say he had an edge?
The hard edge.
A blunt edge, perhaps. That was probably one of his racier tunes. And I can't explain why I've always liked them, but I think he's just got that passion flowing underneath. Let's hear another song of his. This is a beautiful one, I think. Again, off of Back to Bedlam. Then we got Florence the Machine and some more Paolo coming up. So stay tuned here on Sonic Byways. This is Tears and Rain.
Surrender my soul Shed the clothes that become my skin See a lie that burns within my needing I wish I'd chosen Darkness from cold I wish I'd screamed out loud instead of found no meaning. I guess it's time I run far away. Find comfort in pain. All pleasure's the same. It just keeps me from trouble. Hides my true shape like Dorian Gray. But I'm not here for trouble, it's more than just words, it's just tears and rain. I wish I could walk through the doors of my mind. Hold memory close at hand, help me understand. Years. I wish I could choose between heaven and hell. I wish I would save my soul. I'm so cold from fear. I guess it's time.
To light, throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the Lord is just too rough. And things go wrong no matter what I do. Now and then it seems like life is just too much. But you've got the love I need to see me through. When food is gone, you are my daily need. Oh. When friends are gone, out of my savior's love is real. You know it's real. You've got the love. You 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 got the love. Time after time, I think, oh Lord, what's the use? Time after time, I think it's just no good. Cause sooner or later in life, the things you love, you lose. But you've got the love I need to see me through. You got the love.
Oh, that was a nice little piano ending to that, wasn't it? So, Autumn, are you there?
I am.
Something about that song, you said it would make a good shower song, and I didn't really know what you meant. Elaborate.
You know, the kind of song that when you can just belt something out and it just feels right and you don't care if you're on note or not, but it just comes from your soul.
And so thus it just sounds amazing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it. And Kristen's staying with you right now, so you can attest to how
right.
it sounds when
I know,
she sings
I said,
in the shower
I really,
tomorrow.
I'm hoping that I get woken up by Autumn just belting this out in the shower. That's just like my deepest desire.
Autumn and the Machine. Autumn and
the Machine. The shampoo to see me through. She came from truly educated parents.
Actually, you know what? I think her mom went to Harvard and her dad was an advertising executive. Is that what you're saying? I read that they had all these stats for her mother. Her mother's overeducated and her father sells ads. So that's okay. Okay, time for some more Paolo. It's been too long since we've heard Paolo. This is the title track to These Streets. So
we can
just everyone
say Paolo.
Can see, but we can just say Paolo.
Everyone
no
just say Paolo.
Paolo.
Teenage fan club here tonight. Paolo Nutini on Sonic Byways. Here's the title track to These Streets.
Cross the border into the big bad world, where it takes you about an hour just to cross the road, just to stumble across another poor old soul. From the dreary old lanes to the high street madness, I fight with my brain to believe my eyes, and it's harder than you think to delay this sadness that creeps up my spine and haunts me through the night. Life is good and the girls are gorgeous. Suddenly the air smells much greener now, and I'm wandering around with a half pack of cigarettes
searching for the change that I've lost somehow. These streets have too many names for me. I'm used to Glenview Road and spending my time down in Orchid. I'll get used to this eventually, I know, I know. Where'd the days go when all we did was play, and the stress that we were under wasn't stress at all, just a run and a jump into a harmless fall. From walking by a high rise to a landmark square, you see millions of people with millions of cares, and I struggle to the train to make my way home. I look at the people as they sit there alone. Life is good and the sun is shining. Everybody floods to their ideal place, and the children all smile as a boat shuffled by them, trying to pretend that they've got some space. These streets have too many names for me. I'm used to Glenview Road and spending my time down in Orchid. I'll get used to this eventually, I know, I know. These streets have too many names for me. I'm used to Glenview Road and spending my time down in Norky. I'll get used to this eventually, I know, I know. Life is good and the girls are gorgeous. Suddenly the air smells much greener now, and I'm wandering around with a half pack of cigarettes, searching for the change that I've lost somehow. These streets have too many names for me. I'm used to Glenview Road and spending my time down in Orchid. I'll get used to this eventually, I know, I know. These streets have too many names for me. I'm used to Glenview Road and spending my time down in Orchid. I'll get used to this eventually, I know, I know, I know.
come true. Nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel my love, to make you feel my love.
Oh, so that was such a beautiful song by Adele, and you ladies love that song. You were telling me some great things while Adele was singing. Kristen, you start.
Yes.
Tell us all.
That really was the song that did it for me for Adele. I'd heard her voice before, and obviously she's so talented. But when I heard her do that rendition, it just, you know, again, not to talk about yoga again, but I really think it was in a yoga class, and I was like, wow, that song was so moving. And I had to find out who it was, and surprised it was her. But the amazing thing is I'd heard that song years before. Bob Dylan, amazing lyricist. He writes just beautiful, beautiful lyrics, obviously.
He does. He really does.
He really does. I mean, obviously, like that he has okay. had the longest career. But
Be too acknowledged. Like right. he deserves it also.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, he's so talented at writing songs, and he is a great performer as well. But sometimes I feel like the song is meant for someone else, and I think that she has really taken it home. That is like the most beautiful version of that song. It's moving.
It is moving. Yeah. No, it's very beautiful and kind of wistful. There's that word. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Bob Dylan's interesting like that. He does. He writes songs for other people.
Mm-hmm.
That Mississippi song, and he gave it, I believe, to Sheryl Crow.
Right.
And then he took it back a little bit, which is fine.
Right.
He's like, hey, wait a minute.
Sometimes I think that voices carry a certain vibration, and different lyrics go with that vibration so well. And she's got it down. She Ooh. Made me feel her love.
Mm.
Amen, Adele.
Amen.
Up next, another James Blunt. My friends are laughing at me because I keep insisting that I just really like James Blunt, and I'm not sure they're sold, which is kind of funny. So I'm like the lone James Blunt factoid fan club here. But Kristen discovered something really cool about James Blunt that she wants to share.
Oh, I did. Oh, because he is dun, 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 a keen skier.
I love that. I believe someone British wrote his bio. He's a keen skier. He was. Apparently he was on like a competitive Army cavalry ski team.
Well, and if
keenly so.
If the folks of Aspen aren't sold already on his musical talent, maybe they'll be pulled in the direction that he is a keen skier, one of their own.
Here's James Blunt one last time this evening on Sonic Byways off of Back to Bedlam. This is High.
Beautiful dawn lights up the shore for me. There is nothing else in the world I'd rather wake up and see with you. Beautiful dawn, chasing time again. Thought I would die a lonely man in endless night. But now I'm high, running wild among all the stars above. Melts with the stars again. Do you remember the day when my journey began? Will you remember the end of time? Beautiful dawn, you're just blowing my mind again.
happiness hit her like a train on a track. Coming towards her.
Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. There is her song. That's her anthem off of Lungs. It was so fun. That was definitely a top-down song, I was saying. I could envision that happening.
Right.
At huge decibels in the convertible.
Rat. Yeah. Definitely. If nothing else, just dancing around your living room in your underwear, as playing it as loud as possible.
In your Ray-Bans?
Right.
So I didn't want people to get too excited, so I threw in the Ray-Bans, Risky Business style. Ladies, this has been so fun. I can't believe the time is come to an end. I feel like we're kind of like Wayne and Garth in our parents' basement.
Excellent.
Party time, Sonic Byways. So I would love to have you back. I think we're going to get a huge response. The switchboard is lighting up as we speak. Okay, let's end with Paolo Giovanni. Nutini. Here's Loving You. I am Jamie Lynn, and we will talk to you next week right here on Sonic Byways. Paolo Nutini will not be here, but I'll be back.
Yeah. sand. Hello, tenderness, I've been waiting for your call for so long. And it must have been hard just to follow your soul, to stick to the road that your heart wants you to go. And as you slide through the door with your morals on your sleeve, and I think it's time for all those morals to leave. So let's get down and freaky, baby. Let's get restless, baby. Come on, get crazy with me. And I said, when you're loving, my stuff.